es para reiterar nuestro apoyo a lo señalado por Brasil y por Malasia. Creemos que se podría comenzar con un trabajo gradual en este sentido. Y básicamente la otra preocupación en términos de cantidad de reuniones son las reuniones de los grupos de trabajo. En realidad creo que a esta altura las reuniones de los grupos de trabajo deberían constar en el calendario de Codex, porque esto tiene que clarificarse. No puede ser que todos los comités por lo menos tengan un grupo de trabajo con actividad presencial y fuera de la fecha en que se reúne el comité. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Paraguay, please.
Presidente, para nosotros de la República de Paraguay, es un país productor, es extremadamente importante nuestra participación en todas las reuniones y la dispersión lo que ha hecho es dificultar nuestra participación. Por lo tanto, también creemos que es oportuno la idea de concentrar esas reuniones tanto en Roma como en Viena. No sé si paulatinamente, pero tenemos que ir concentrando de tal manera que podamos tener una mayor participación, ya que siendo un país también en vía de desarrollo y al no participar del fondo fiduciario, nos dificulta muchísimo la participación. Y también, como ya se ha insistido, en el momento que uno no está presente en esas reuniones, evidentemente su ponencia, su posibilidad de participación o el cuidado de sus intereses no la puede defender. Por lo tanto, apoyamos esa concentración, presidente. Gracias.
Thank you, Paraguay. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm speaking on behalf of the European Community and its member states. We are not in favor of concentrating all Codex sessions to Rome or Geneva, although this would very much facilitate European participation. It would compromise the effectiveness of Codex work, as the country representatives coming from missions or embassies would have to stick to predetermined positions in the absence of technical expertise, thus blocking efforts to reach necessary compromises in Codex meetings. Such concentration would also create additional financial burden for the host countries if indeed countries continue to act as hosts for Rome or Geneva meetings. The European Community and its member states doubt that all current hosting countries would be ready to cover the expenses and the administrative burden of meetings which do not take place on their territory. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sweden, Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Solamente apoyar lo mencionado por Brasil, especialmente Argentina, en la forma que lo planteó. Y en relación a los expertos, nosotros tenemos la experiencia del Comité de Medidas Sanitarias y Fitosanitarias y esta misma comisión en que hay gran asistencia de expertos de las capitales. La verdad que eso no dificulta que se puedan asistir y participar los expertos de las capitales. Y para la Secretaría sería un alivio de trabajo poder participar en estos lugares. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chile. Ecuador, please.
Parece que el micrófono no me quiere. Gracias, señor presidente. Mi intervención es solamente para apoyar lo ya dicho por delegaciones como Brasil, Chile, Argentina. Nosotros estamos convencidos de que la concentración de reuniones no solo... Comencé diciendo que el micrófono no me quería, pero tampoco los intérpretes. Voy a repetir lo que dije. Mi intervención es para apoyar lo dicho ya por las delegaciones de Brasil, Argentina y Chile. Estamos convencidos que la convergencia de las reuniones en Roma y Ginebra no solamente que aumentará la participación, sino que también aumentará la calidad de la participación, porque si bien es cierto, los técnicos dan su aporte científico extremadamente valioso, también tendrían la posibilidad de los consejos de los representantes permanentes sobre temas logísticos, sobre temas de la ayuda de visas, sobre toda la parte que en estos días hemos estado escuchando como problemática. Tenemos un sistema de apoyo para participación en Roma y Ginebra, lo que no ocurre con otras partes del mundo. Entonces, no solamente que aumentaría la participación, sino aumentaría la calidad de la participación. Gracias.
Thank you, Ecuador. Côte d'Ivoire. Côte d'Ivoire, please.
De ma part, je pense que cette proposition est en contradiction avec une recommandation qui a été faite lorsque nous avons évoqué le problème des autres conjoints de l'organisation des réunions des comités.
Thank you, Côte d'Ivoire. Thailand, please.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think this is very critical issue. We have to think carefully about the feasibility of organizing the meeting in Rome and in Geneva, in terms of the meeting room, in terms of the expense, who will take care of those burdens. And also we may have to think about in terms of technical practicability. I don't believe that representative of those countries in Geneva or in Rome can handle 15-20 technical matter. It will not be effective. We will waste a lot of money, waste a lot of time. And also, we may have to think about cost effectiveness and also cost benefit. If we think about this, it's unthinkable to have the meeting in Rome or in Geneva, because when we host the meeting in various parts of the world, it's a part of capacity building, it's part of capacity development. And sometimes it can synthesize political to be more interested in this food safety and quality issue. So all in all, I believe before we jump to anything, we may have to think carefully to look at the cost effectiveness, practicability, capacity development, and who will take care of those burdens or those loss if we decided to come to Rome or Geneva. Thank you very much.
Thailand, Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would support the intervention just made by Thailand and that made by Sweden on behalf of the member states of the European Community. Rather than repeat their arguments, let me just add to those that we would certainly not wish to lose the diversity of engagement of technical experts, and indeed we recall that in earlier discussions in this committee that several delegations noted the capacity building benefits that opportunities to co-host Codex sessions presented, which would also be lost by a concentration of all subsidiary body meetings and the Commission in single locations. Thank you.
Canada, United States, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We do want to associate ourselves as well with the comments from the European Community, Thailand, and Canada. We want to also note our experience with co-hosting meetings of committees that we do are responsible for. We've done a number of co-hostings with developing countries, and it's brought many benefits as we see that. New ideas, of course, when we've brought involved other people in it, It's built capacity and interest within that country, and many more people from the country were able to attend the meeting than would have been otherwise able to. And as well, it has led to two of the countries then becoming host countries by being able to demonstrate and learn how to do it. So we would very much oppose the idea of concentration. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. We will take three more countries, Kenya, Zambia, and Gambia. And then we will request the Secretary to give his inputs. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's Kenya's position that the consultation principle will render the co-hosting principle meaningless, the expert interaction meaningless, the building of trust and technical capacities through this forum also meaningless, and that it will be expensive, especially for business of us being able to give our technical documents to diplomats who may not be specialists in these areas, meaningless. So therefore, it's our position that we don't support the issue of concentration in these two capitals, and that the trust fund, which has been set aside, will also help us be able to build capacities for ourselves by spreading the system to other countries. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Kenya. Zambia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My flag was held for a long time. I think this part of the room, we can't be seen. And
I'm extremely sorry for that.
Most of the points my colleagues who have discussed against the support of that have covered. Mainly, the chair remembers, when we were discussing the co-hosting, it was encouraged that co-hosting goes to the developing nations so that capacity building is maintained and built up. Now, if we cannot encourage any meetings outside the Geneva and Rome, then we are totally going against what we decided not long ago. So many more have been already spoken, as Sweden, Thailand, the EC, USA, and the Cote d'Ivoire. So I wish to be part with their discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Zambia. Gambia, please.
Concentration meaning not going for concentration. I think yesterday during the discussions it was amply put very clearly as far as the advantages of doing so are concerned. And I think particularly for the developing countries where I think it has come out very clearly, there is still very little political understanding and therefore commitment to the significance of CODEX. I think having these meetings being rotated will help. The other issue, it will also be very easy, of course, to have representation to some extent, but would that representation be appropriate? Because then for a country like Gambia or any other developing country, they would just say, okay, fine, you're doing it in Rome, you're doing it in Geneva, our diplomats are there, they can attend. But would that be effective participation? So I think one should continue with what we are doing for now, and if we want to change, we should carry out some deep reflections on this to look at the cost benefit, not only in terms of funding, but also in terms of effectiveness. Rather, not only in terms of cost, but in terms of effective participation, particularly for the developing countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Gambia. We do see a lot of dichotomy in the views from delegations. On one hand, there is a support for concentrating CODEX committee meetings and commission meetings and working group meetings in Rome and Geneva. And on the other hand, there are proposals against that. And the reasons cited are that it does not help in capacity building through co-hosting arrangements, and political commitment doesn't come in. There are cost implications.
the feasibility as mentioned by Thailand, and the concern that diplomats positioned in Rome and Geneva may not be able to handle the technical aspects, so the effective participation is not achieved. On the other hand, Brazil made the proposal during agenda item 14A, and they had proposed a three-pronged approach. One was the reinforcement of the Codex Trust Fund that we have already discussed, the capacity building initiatives, the programs developing countries, programs in developing countries, a building of national Codex contact points, and the third is the gradual convergence of meetings in Rome and Geneva. Now, these are the two different situations that have come across. Both have their pros and cons points. Certainly, shifting of the venues of Codex meetings cannot take place immediately. It would take time. Cost-benefit analysis will have to be done. Evaluation will have to be carried out. The feasibility has to be seen. The Codex Secretariat has to have a view on that, and I will shortly give the floor to the Codex Secretariat. We would need to really consider what approach to take. But before I give my proposal, present my proposal before the Commission, I would like to give the floor to the Secretary to give his comments, please. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. What I wanted to say is that the present system of Codex is very heavily based on the in-kind contributions from host governments. As a matter of fact, the system is built on that. Without the support from the host governments, the in-kind contributions, the Codex as we know it today would not exist. The question is, if we concentrate all meetings in Rome or Geneva, which theoretically is possible, we would have to have interpretation, venues, translation. At the moment, the host governments also provide for a secretariat, so we would need more secretariat staff. It has been figured as more or less $200,000 per meeting that a host government would have to count with. So would the host government still be prepared to do so? If we concentrate everything there, because things might be more expensive than in their countries. It may be difficult to find venues within FAO or within Geneva. It may be possible to rent private venues for the meetings. But all those are difficult questions to be considered. And more of all, do we then want to stay with the present system, the present host government system? It would, in that case, no longer be hosts in their countries, but hosting here, and we would need certainly a reinforcement of the Codex staff unless secretariat staff from the host government would travel to Rome or Geneva to assist the Codex secretariat with those meetings, because with the present staff here, we would not be able to handle 20 meetings in Rome or in Geneva. So as much as this would lighten our own travel burden of the secretariat, at the moment, I do not see what proposal the secretariat could make on that. I think this is very heavily something where the proposal would need to come from the membership, because as we very heavily based on host government, any proposal to change the system, I'm not saying there might not be a creative proposal that exists, but I think it should need to come from the membership after consultations between members. I'm saying this in a way so that you don't ask me to do a study on this, because the study, I can very quickly say,
what would come out of that. Unless the membership wishes to change something fundamentally in the codex system. But that proposal, I say, again, would have to come from the membership, from a proposal from a group of countries that sits together and thinks about that. We are open to receive those, but if I would be forced to do a study now, I trust it would be rather negative to that, because I couldn't really change anything in the system. I would have to assume that the system of codex remains as it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Having heard the Secretary also, and as I said, I would like to give my proposal to the Commission. And I take on my proposal from the non-paper circulated by Brazil, where there are three proposals. My suggestion is to the Commission for consideration is that we, as a matter of priority, for the benefit of all the members, we take up and or give our concentration more to the capacity building aspects, first of all, and the reinforcement of the trust fund as proposed by delegations. What would be important in this process is the mentoring mechanism that needs to be done, the hand-holding process. A delegation made a proposal that a lot of capacity building needs to be carried out for the National Codex contact points. The sharing of experiences between the Codex contact points assumes importance here. The co-hosting arrangements need to be strengthened, particularly in the developing countries. Regular workshops may need to be, may continue in the developing countries. Extra budgetary resources for the trust fund efforts need to be made to get more and more funds. The use of STDF, FAO, WHO programs for capacity building will be extremely useful in this direction. We need to give importance to the timely distribution of documents in different languages, which I trust the Codex Secretariat would find it much more difficult if all the sessions are hosted in Rome and Geneva. We need to revitalize the Goal 5 of the strategic plan, where we have six activities which we have all agreed together. And draw out conclusions from the midterm evaluation of the Codex Trust Fund. Probably these points, in addition to what Brazil had proposed and supported by other countries, would be more critical for the benefit of the developing countries. Once we have gained experience in this area, and we have better facilities available to handle meetings in different locations, the proposal of convergence in Rome and Geneva could be looked at a later stage. This is my proposal to the Commission, and I will beg your indulgence on your response, please. Singapore, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think your proposal, the first part, is fully supported that in terms of capacity building, in terms of getting more trust funds. But I think the thought of concentrating or of converging meetings in Rome and Geneva is just not on. It runs counter to the fundamental principle of capacity building in giving the countries the opportunity to host and co-host. And I think these two are mutually exclusive. I don't think we should even talk about it. In many countries, hosting a Codex meeting actually brings a heightened awareness of the importance of food safety in a country or in the region. So I think we don't lose sight of this, and let us just take on the first two proposals from Brazil and build on it and forget about trying to run on the road, to go on the road of trying to think about having all the meetings in Rome and Geneva. Not that we don't like Rome and Geneva. They're beautiful cities. I would love to come here, but that is not a point. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Singapore. We hardly got time to roam in Rome. Are there any other points? Is there support for the proposal that I've made? Or is there any objection to the proposal? Brazil, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, I just don't want to enter into a dialogue with my colleague from the Singapore, but I think he's failing to observe the fact that most of the active committees of the Codex are not held in developing countries. So is he talking about favoring the capacity development in developed countries, or is he, what does he have really in mind? But Chairman, what we are considering is a fact that to render the structure of Codex more logical, more consistent with the multilateral exercise which Codex is all about, and certainly reinforce the capacity of developing countries. That's our goal. But what we are not saying that other ideas should be eliminated. We consider that this gradual concentration in Geneva and Rome would render this system more logical, and if need be, to reconsider a greater and bold movement in terms of reexamining and revisiting the structure of Codex, so be it. But we need for that to have an in-depth analysis on not only on cost benefits, which were mentioned by some of the countries, but let's look on other issues that come with that. So for that, Chairman, I think we had proposed, the CCLAC had proposed a study to be presented in next year's commission to continue this item on the agenda of the commission. And we don't see a need right now to reject offhand some issue without considering and without having further studies, just because it appears to be we appear to be just going on for good. Thank you. But it's time for change, because the absence of developing countries in Codex meetings could not continue. But let's look for all alternatives and possibilities to change that situation.
Thank you, Brazil. Is there any other objection to my proposal? Sudan, please. Is there any objection, or is there a support? Because we need to be mindful that the interpretation would not be available after 5:30. We need to conclude discussions.
We saw that to create the national capacities and the regional capacities, we think we should restrict ourselves to encourage meetings rather than being in Rome or in Geneva. It should be regional meetings, or we should increase the regional capacities. I do not support this idea of constructing meeting in Geneva or in Rome. Thank you.
Sudan. Gambia, please.
You heard on capacity building. Because I heard you...
Kindly be brief. Absolutely
no,
brief,
coming.
Please.
It's just to broaden it, to include the international Codex committees, because you only concentrated on the contact point. So the capacity building at the national level.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
to Gambia. I do not see any objections to the proposal made by the chair. What we cannot take in more proposals. Is there, Singapore, you've already said, is there any objection? Kindly raise your flags if there are any objections to the proposal from the chair. Iran, do you have an objection to the proposal?
Mr. Chairman, actually, the intervention made by Brazil is to be into consideration very deeply, you know, the reason that the proposed behind the rationale that he mentioned, it should be taken into account considering the activity of the all groups and subgroups. As he mentioned, if we are going to share or experience of the different countries, as he mentioned, many active groups have been happening and held in the developed countries. Please take into account the proposal made by the Brazil. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm not able to hear. Able to hear Côte d'Ivoire.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous pensons que votre proposition relance le débat, alors que nous avons largement expliqué les raisons pour lesquelles nous ne pouvons pas soutenir que les réunions se tiennent à Genève et à Rome. Donc nous sommes contre la proposition que vous avez faite.
Thank you, Côte d'Ivoire. What I would like to do is, since there is no major objection to the proposal made by the chair, we will note the reservations of Brazil and Iran in the report. Thank you very much. Okay, we will note the reservation of Argentina as well. Thank you. Delegates, we would quickly now move to the next agenda item, that is agenda number 15, which is other matters arising from FAO and WHO. And I would request the representative from FAO first to let us have the benefit of their intervention. FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I will try to be brief on the other matters arising from FAO, on the outcome of recent expert meetings and follow-up on the provision of scientific advice and the status on request for FAO and WHO scientific advice. It's Alinorm 09329F. And then we have two big documents on Add 1 and Add 2 to those which are on capacity building, in fact. And we have quite a long list of what FAO and WHO is actually doing in the field of capacity building in relation to food safety, which you can all read. And we could provide more information on capacity building for Codex at the next session if that would be something that could be useful to actually for all delegates to know how much we are actually doing each year in this area. Now to the document on provision of scientific advice. There are summaries of expert meetings held both on the microbiological hazards, chemical hazards, and also one consultation on fats and fatty acids in human nutrition. which you can all read in the document yourself. I can inform you that this is a continuing exercise that we have in FAO and WHO, and most of the meetings are held jointly. Particularly, I would like to inform you that you can read about the results of the review of the toxicological aspects of melamine and cyanuric acid that were held in Canada last year. We have a list of publications emanating from those meetings, and there is one publication which is missing under point 4C, and that is the residue monographs from the 70th CECFA meeting held on veterinary drug residues, because of course you have toxicological, but you also have residue monographs. We have a list of what we are planning to do, and in fact some of those have already taken place since this paper was prepared. We had the 71st meeting of JECFA in the last couple of weeks before the commission, with evaluation of a number of food additives. The summary and conclusions from that meeting is already available online on the JECFA website. We have also had more recently a meeting on point 9 of the point 9 in this document on the application of nanotechnologies in food and agriculture sector, and we had when we were doing the side event, we had a presentation of the outcome of that meeting. We are also planning to take up other issues which have been requested by Codex in the next couple of years, and then I will not say anything about part two on the follow-up of the scientific advice, except that we of course always need more funding for this these activities, and that the Global Initiative for Food Related Scientific Advice, the fund JIPSA fund, which also had a side event at this commission meeting, which can be used to support activities in this area. In part three, there is a list of requests for scientific advice and the follow-up and the status of the implementation of that advice. And I will just go to one point in the end, and I will note that there have been two requests discussed at this meeting, emanating from the discussion we had, lengthy discussion we had on ractopamine. And if you go to the next but last page under point 10, you read there that we have a project now on a decision tree approach for evaluation of veterinary drugs. And under this heading, the action we plan to take is to convene several expert groups to develop this detailed decision tree approach. And this will be a work that is ongoing for some years. And now we have a concrete input from Codex on this, in this area, relating to the outcome of the 18th session of CCRVDF, paragraph 150 and 151, relating to the need to have an expert consultation on dietary exposure assessment of residues for veterinary drugs, taking into account the consumption patterns of foods of animal origin. And I will note that you can note there also that for this activity, extra budgetary resources will have to be required to support this activity, not only for the expert consultation itself, but possibly also for other expert consultations that will have to be convened in the during the progress of this work. And the final point I would like to make on this is that, of course, we have noted the request to expedite the review of the data on rectopamine residues in pigs that were submitted, a summary of which was submitted to both the CCRVDF and to this meeting, and to come back to the commission next year about that. I will now hand over to my colleague from WHO, who will speak a little bit about what is included in the INF document number 3 on the budget for these types of activities in FAO and WHO.
FAO, just a small point. I think in Elinor, in part 3, I think, part 2, maybe. Yeah. There is a request for advice on fresh produce control of microbiological hazards. There is work already going on with regard to the code of hygienic practices for fresh fruits and vegetables, particularly the leafy vegetables. But there will be additional commodities which will need to be identified and prioritized. Maybe the Commission might wish to advise the CCFH to do the prioritization in this regard and send their recommendations to the FAO. We may include this in the report, and the CCFH may review it at the time of the meeting. I turn over the microphone to WHO, please. We have the microphone for the representative of WHO, please.
Thank you. I will be very brief. I'm just referring to the CAC 32 INF 3 document, which lists the approximation of the budgetary contributions from FAO in Table 1 and from WHO in Table 2. In relation to the different expert groups that we have. I just, of course, member states can read the figures in the paper. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that when we're referring to these budget issues, we are not referring to staff costs. We are only referring to the cost of the meeting, i.e. the cost of getting experts to the meetings and per diem. So the staff costs of the people who from WHO and FAO are actually running these meetings are not included. I think everything else is explained in the paper. Thank you.
WHO, are there any comments from the floor, suggestions or recommendations for FAO and WHO in this regard? I do not see any flags. I would like to thank FAO and WHO for the scientific advice and the capacity building programs that they have taken up and for the information that they have provided. From the chair, we would like to encourage members. Okay. Sweden, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to endorse what has been said by FAO and WHO, and we would also like to draw the attention of the meeting to document LIM number 14, because the European community and its member states, we wish to congratulate the organizers of an international seminar on setting food safety standards that was organized in the Netherlands in June 2008. And this seminar has allowed the concerns of developing countries regarding international trade to be fully considered and has opened new perspectives on reflection to remedy this situation. The European community and its member states believe that the benefits of this meeting should not be lost, and therefore we invite Codex Commission members to bring these issues to the attention of relevant Codex committees. If we could have some kind of reference to this international seminar in the report, we would be very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. The coordinating committees, regional committees, may like to bring this to the notice of the members in the region, and we will note this in the report that this seminar was carried out. Thank you, Sweden. Okay, secretary informs me that I've made a mistake in saying not the coordinating committees, but the members. Thank you, Sweden. What I was trying to say at that point of time was that from the chair, we would like to encourage members to contribute to the GIPSA fund, which would enable more extra budgetary resources for the benefit of the trust fund. Well, delegates, my time is up. And before I return the microphone to the real chair, Karen, I would like to thank all of you for cooperating with me in my role as the chair for these two agenda items. I must say that you all are a lovely group of participants. You made me quite comfortable, and this has helped in collectively arriving at meaningful conclusions and to build a roadmap for all of us, particularly the developing countries, which we have discussed. Delegates, it's been a real pleasure working with you all, and I take this opportunity to also thank all my colleagues at the head table and the interpreters for bearing with me. Thank you very much, and now over to Karen.
Good afternoon, delegates. We have approximately 5 minutes in which to carry out some business we must do. We must complete our work on agenda item 17 regarding election of members elected on a regional basis. We must designate the countries responsible for appointing the chairpersons of Codex committees and task forces. We have other business to get to, and we need to discuss the proposed terms of reference for the working group discussed yesterday to be led by the Netherlands. Let's begin with the absolute necessity. I turn to the secretary for agenda item 17. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The relevant information on this item you find in Alinom 09322, paragraphs 30 to 32, concerning the Executive Committee of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. So now, under this agenda item, we have to elect 7 members elected of the Executive Committee for Africa, Asia, Europe, Latin America and the Caribbean, the Near East, North America, and the Southwest Pacific. I have in front of me 7 nominations for these members. I will read them out in the same order, alphabetical order for the regions. I have a nomination for Africa, for Mali, for Asia, for Japan, for Europe, for the United Kingdom, for Latin America and the Caribbean, for Argentina, for the Near East, for Jordan, for North America, for the United States of America, for the Southwest Pacific, for Australia. And at this point of time, I would like to take a consultation, would like to give the floor to the member of the legal counsel of the FAO to make a statement concerning the admissibility of these nominations. Thank you very much.
Madam, a specific issue is before the Commission, and this is whether the nomination submitted by Canada that United States of America be elected as member of the Executive Committee is receivable, given the fact that the chairperson of the Commission is from the United States of America. Madam, Rule 5, Paragraph 1 of the Rules of Procedure of the Codex Alimentarius Commission contains a segment, a sentence, a specific sentence, which reads as follows. Not more than one delegate from any one country shall be a member of the Executive Committee. The reservability or the validity of this nomination, of the nomination submitted by Canada, depends on an interpretation of this particular sentence of Rule 5, Paragraph 1 of the Rules of Procedure. Under this interpretation, the chairperson should not be considered a delegate of a country for the purpose of this rule on the election of the Executive Committee. This matter, madam, was examined in the past. The Codex Alimentarius Commission would have authority to agree on an interpretation of this sentence along these lines. Therefore, should the Codex Alimentarius Commission agree on an interpretation of this particular sentence of Rule 5, Paragraph 1 of the Rules of Procedure, that the chairman, or that the chairperson, should not be considered a delegate of a country for the purpose of this Rule 5, Paragraph 1, the nomination would be fully receivable and you could proceed to this election. This is, madam, what I can say on this particular topic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, delegates. You have heard a very clear, actually, and very short explanation from legal counsel. For those two facts, we should be grateful. There is a proposal before you asking you to possibly to consider a possible interpretation of the rule. And my question then to you is, can you accept that interpretation of this rule? Please give me, do you need a further explanation of that? No. It's clear. So you accept the proposal of Canada that the United States should be a member. Okay. I see heads, not flags. Argentina, please.
No tenemos inconveniente con la adopción que, con la decisión que ha adoptado la sala. No obstante, lo que quisiéramos es una aclaración del representante legal y es si esa interpretación no entra en colisión con el artículo 3.1 del reglamento, donde claramente dice que el presidente y sus vicepresidentes serán elegidos entre los representantes suplentes o asesores en adelante denominados delegados. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Legal counsel, please, briefly, can you provide an answer on that question so we can resolve this question and move on? Thank you.
Thank you, madam. The position on this matter, which was already discussed some time ago, a few years ago, is that the Commission would be agreeing on an interpretation of a particular rule. It will be a matter for the Commission to agree on this interpretation on the basis, in fact, of a number of proposals that were put forward already a few years ago, in 2004, a particular interpretation of this rule that the chairperson, once elected, is no longer considered to be, in a way, a delegation of a country. This is as far as I can go on this matter. This was an interpretation that was already proposed to the CCGP at least some 5 years ago, and that's on that basis that we have said that it's a matter for the Commission. The Commission, it's up to the Commission to agree on this particular interpretation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, legal counsel. I trust that answers your question. Argentina Jordan, please.
شكراً سيدة الرئيس. سيدة الرئيسة. هل هذا أيضاً في نفس السياق؟ هل يجوز لنواب الرئيس نفس الحالة لحالة الرئيس أن يكون عضو في اللجنة التنفيذية من نفس البلد الذي ينتخب منه نواب الرئيس؟ شكرا سيدة الرئيس.
Legal counsel, please. Thank you for your question, Jordan.
The proposal that was made a few years ago already, and in fact that we are putting forward again, is that we would refer only to the chairperson. Maybe this issue will need to be addressed later on, but the proposal that we have is that the chairperson should be considered, should not be considered as a delegate of a country for the purpose of this rule. But this is the proposal that we have made, and which was considered a few years ago, concerned only the chairperson.
Thank you very much, sir. Are there any objections to the nominations as suggested? I see no flags. Thank you very much, Commission. Now, let's move quickly next to election of members elected on a regional basis. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I thought we had just done then. Maybe you can
quite
move
welcome.
To the...
I'm in a time warp. Okay. We could move next to delegation of countries responsible for appointing the chairpersons of Codex task committees and task forces. The titles are too long, and I get confused between them. Thank you very much. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just to say that the relevant